Right, well now this is a first. Never done this before, but how exciting is this on the internet? Okay, there you go.
Coachella 2023 was poised to be one of the biggest iterations in the festival's history when artistically dormant Frank Ocean was scheduled to headline the festival, marking a return to live shows, his first since 2019. It wasn't until he canceled one of his nightly performances that organizers and attendees went into a panic, wondering who would fill such a big performer's shoes on such a short notice on one of the biggest stages in the world. The artist was not an obvious choice, or should I say artist, yet the performance, which garnered over 5 million views on YouTube, shocked critics and audiences alike. The group included EDM veteran Fortet and Skrillex, and young British house rookie Fred again. Together they weaved a thrilling mix of tracks from Skrillex's beloved discography and new tracks they had released together. Their set was full of twists and turns, and far from cohesive, but the crowd loved it. For years leading up to this performance, I had lowered expectations for EDM and had seen it almost as a dying genre. But this performance opened me up to the world of Fred again and reopened the world of Skrillex on this track titled Rumble by Fortet, Fred again, Flodan, and Skrillex. I'm Gavin Listro, and you're listening to I've Got Ox on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Run for them life. When I step into the jungle, say they wanna group up. They better move up, never gonna win a Royal Rumble. But when I come through, you know what I love to. I send shots for your team and leader. I make a witness, decide to vacate. The war's getting sweet, just like a Ribena. Yo, listen, yeah, that. Killers in the jungle. Killers in the jungle. Killers in the jungle. Yo, listen, yeah, that. Killers in the jungle. Killers in the jungle. Killers in the jungle.
Welcome to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. This is I've Got Ox. I'm Gavin Listro, joined by Bella and Allie.
True.
And that was Rumble by Skrillex, Fred again, Fortet, and Flodan. Yeah, and that's the song for today. Forget 70s pop, guys.
Yeah, we're really like everywhere.
Yeah. What did we do last week? Like Hall & Oates or whatever?
No, we did The Doors.
We did Daisy Jones.
Before that, we did The Doors. Before that, we did... You know, guys, we're just really like... We're very well-rounded people, I guess.
And I feel like we just lost half of our listening base, which is certainly men over 30.
Like, can you imagine getting in the car and being that guy and hearing this book?
Being my science professor. He's gonna be like, Allie, I really love these episodes, but what was that?
I can imagine like my dad slipping to the stations and hearing that and be like, oh, what is this?
What are the kids listening to?
But you know, that's kind of the things we have to do to stay on top. You know, we have to switch it up. That's how we become award winning.
To stay on top is crazy.
You know, stay on top of the competition.
Stay on top in second place, but I would still.
Yeah.
We lost to one of our peers though, which is a good way to lose.
Yes, which is good. Yes. True.
So for those of you who don't know, I've Got Ox won Michigan Association of Broadcasters second place in the music show category. So,
and we won Station of the Year.
We did. We are part of. So we got first place.
Which is basically Scott Bertram's award. Not ours.
Yeah. So good job, Scott. Good job.
Congratulate him as Bertram at Hillsdale.edu.
Please do. One does.
Yeah, so true. Poor guy. Does so much. But yeah, so we're talking about mostly Skrillex and Fred again through this song Rumble, which I want to just... Allie, you're the blind listener to this. So first I want to get your opinion, and then Bella, our resident...
Okay, you can't. I'm not an expert.
EDM enjoyer of the past, because I'm new to EDM for sure. Okay. So Allie, impressions.
I didn't know that. I liked it, but what I think... I had a little bit of an EDM phase. Basically, I just kind of like Skrillex. And I like house music, and I like certain remixes, but I wouldn't by no means say I'm an EDM person. Sure. And I think the culture overwhelms me a little bit. Also because I'm sensory challenged sometimes, and so the concept of things flashing in my face and loud noises, like, maybe I could go to a rave if I had headphones and goggles on. But what I think I liked most about this song was the vocals, because I really like rap music. And so I think it was, like, the tempo, and it was interesting, and it felt like I was in conflict. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I felt, if I worked out, I would probably play this song when I was working out, you know? And I think EDM kind of has that vibe where it's almost like, I don't know, you listen to 70s music when you're driving and it's sunny out. EDM, like, exists in, like, a celestial realm in my head. Yeah. You know, it kind of, like, is in, as we're talking about the songs we've done, it exists in, like, a different world to me. Mm-hmm. But I did like the song.
Yeah, it's its own thing.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. I was hoping for that kind of response, because I was scared that maybe you would be like, it sucked.
If it didn't have the vocals, I probably wouldn't have liked it as
much. I think also, like, Skrillex himself, like, and to be fair, like, I have not listened besides this to any of his new stuff because I just, I went out of my face. But his, like, if you liked his old, I mean, I'm not sure, like, what you liked about his old stuff, but, like, his old stuff, this is so tame compared to, like, old Skrillex.
That's something I wanted to talk about. It's just, like, I feel like that's a common thing.
For, and also,
when I was just saying, that's, like, a common thing for artists is that you could usually start with this kind of unbridled energy in their in their music, and then there's, like, through maturity comes, like, a subduing of that.
Yeah.
And not necessarily, like, just because it gets smaller, but more, like, channeling it in a better way. Yeah. So, because there still feels like there's a lot of energy behind the song.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's not just, it's loud, so therefore it's energetic. It's
and it helps it's not, crafted. It's not just him, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's very interesting.
And so
too.
Much of so much of any genre is collaboration. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I feel like in EDM, especially
yeah, it's a lot of people just working together.
Because it's so production heavy.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I think it's really interesting when different producers and artists within the EDM space kind of have their signature. Just because, like, when I think EDM is almost like I'm kind of, it's very similar to rap music in that, like, certain producers in rap kind of have a tag.
Yeah,
there's certain sonic elements that are consistent, and EDM, I think, is a really cool way of highlighting that.
Yeah. On that note, my first thought about this kind of related, like, Skrillex's tag, I feel like, is just screaming. Like, it's those like, sound bites he would take, you know, that's like, oh my god, call my mom, like, that stuff.
Yeah.
And so, like, I like this song a lot, honestly, but it is a lot different than, like, older Skrillex and maybe, like, what I would have listened to Skrillex for
10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which, I mean, it makes sense because you, as an 11-year-old, you want to hear, like, screaming and stuff. You probably wouldn't have liked this as much as
It was so cool to what I was doing, which was playing Sims and listening to Skrillex on YouTube.
Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I know.
You kind of got me there. That was like, I was telling Gavin, because I know, I remember when Skrillex's album Recess came out, and that was that was the same year Sims 4 came out, and that was the time for me.
Yeah,
I had the crappiest airport headphones, and I would sit at the PC and either play Sims or watch Sims 4 Speed Built and listen to Recess.
I had aqua blue Skull Candy headphones during my Skrillex era.
Nice.
So it was definitely like, I don't know. I think dubstep. Well, okay. I don't know if someone can explain this to me. What is the difference between dubstep and EDM?
I have no idea.
That was one of my biggest, like, hesitations to do this episode, is that I
know... Are we going to get killed?
I know zero, like... I know what British house music is.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. I have zero clue, like, dubstep.
I would have called old Skrillex... Okay. And I don't know. EDM is just a word I picked up along the way.
Okay.
But I would call old Skrillex dubstep, I feel like.
Yeah. Because I think... Isn't EDM, like, the umbrella... electronic dance music, and then there are subgenres.
Different
in that.
Subgenres, which would make sense. It's just not an area. Sure. So wait. If for those of you who are just tuning in, this is I've Got Ox. I'm Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. We're talking about a song called Rumble by Skrillex and two people who Gavin's now going to list off after me.
Fred Again, Fortet, and then Flo Dan.
Thank you. Okay, so three more people. So if Bella's the diehard little EDM girl, why did you pick this song?
So this is a very interesting story. So after, I think it was, I guess at Coachella 2023, I, for some reason, it popped up on my YouTube or, like, the news feed that I, like, somehow get, like, on Google. And it was like, you know, Frank Ocean. I don't know if you remember that. Yeah. Like, there was a whole debacle where he was, like, going to do Coachella. This was, like, he was coming back. He was going to release new music. And then he just, like, dipped for one of the concerts.
Yep.
And just didn't show up. And so there was, like, a big TBA for... you know, for, like, a couple
of
days.
One of the biggest spots.
The biggest spot. Like, who fills Frank Ocean's? Like, what artist would fill that? Like, Justin Bieber, maybe? Like, I don't know. And so when they announced that it was going to be Skrillex, what people were like, oh, that's weird. You know, not a comparable artist. Like, if I bought tickets to Frank Ocean and they told me Skrillex is coming instead, as a Frank Ocean fan, I would not be like,
no,
oh, comparable artist.
Yeah.
But it was an amazing performance. And I watched the entire YouTube performance. And it's just this... you know, like, 2-hour set. There's no pauses of them just weaving these different songs together in this beautiful DJ set. And I just became fascinated with the idea of, like, DJing and just, like, the art of that, which I didn't know that much about. And then also just, like, the production.
Yeah.
As, like, I realized as a musician, I get very interested in different genres if I don't understand them. Like, I remember when I first started listening to jazz, I was like, I don't understand this, so therefore I'm now interested in it. And so the same thing. I'm like, these guys are so good at what they do, and their craft is so polished. I need to, like, you know, understand this.
I would have never guessed you to like that either.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That was the same thing. I was like, I don't like this stuff usually, but there's something about English, like British house music, specifically the beat of the drums in that, which I'll play you guys a little bit of that. And specifically Fred again, who's the other guy in the track.
Okay, so he's...
He was my top artist on Spotify last year.
Like, so one of the it wasn't Skrillex that drew you.
Yeah, no.
You knew who Skrillex was.
Yes, and I always thought he was kind of goofy, which, I mean, you know, he was part of that whole...
He is goofy.
Yeah. But then in this video, you know, he's this very nice, like, tucked in black shirt and the very, like, minimalist attitude. And I'm like, wow, this is not the Skrillex that I remember, you know, kind of seeing as a kid. But Fred, again, his whole thing is taking samples from real life and using them in songs.
Okay.
And so his album title is called Actual Life, April 14th to December 17th. And he'll sample, like, his first big song was, so he names all his songs the person that he sampled. So this one's named Kyle. Okay. And then in parentheses, I found you. And it's this, like, kind of spoken word poetry with a beat over it. So.
I found you. I found you beautiful.
This is
I found you exploding.
Yeah, so I don't.
I found you.
I love that this was your top artist. This is, like, really interesting.
You. Yeah, I don't know what it says about me, but.
Okay, I'm gonna say something controversial.
Say it. Okay,
you know what the atmosphere that sounds like?
What?
Minus vocals, just the vibes of that, early 1975.
That is so true.
Like I'm EP talking
stuff?
Milk.
Yeah.
That's
in, like, what's it called? Menswear?
Yes, I love Menswear.
Yeah, like the intro to that.
I'm thinking, like, I don't know why Milk just came to my head, but that unreleased one about cocaine. But yeah. That actually is really, because I was like, why does Gavin like this? And then I was like, wait.
Yeah.
And
there it always comes back
to Matty Healy.
And this was another one. This is more his more dancey ones.
I would have eaten this up.
This is giving Forever 21 music.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I, however.
So,
like, I went to Playlist Live and this is the type of stuff. Yeah, I did. Twice. So
he was just the soundtrack of my summer this year.
Wow. That's and so interesting.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like kind of swung, but it's like just the classic, you know.
I love that. I'm not even going to lie.
It's just so formulaic, but it's good to me.
Yeah.
And so
I get that.
I've yet to get bored of it. I probably will soon, but for me, it's just been this phenomenon of, you know, new music.
No, and it's cool that you can approach a genre that you're unfamiliar with and not do so in, like, especially as a musician.
Yeah.
Because I think musicians, like, either they're super eclectic and they're very interested in a lot of things, or they, like, reject anything that's either super modern or not in their taste.
I'm definitely, like, I'm very bad about that with hip hop,
yeah.
Which I wish I was better at. I get very judgmental, but I'm getting better, I guess.
You gotta start with old lyrical stuff that's not as hypersexualized.
Yeah.
That's what I think most people.
Nice For What by Drake did for me. Was like, do I like this?
I think I do.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Maybe we'll do a rap episode if I can find a version that's clean.
Yeah,
that's a huge burden to bear, though.
I wouldn't trust. Yeah, that would have to be your thing, because I feel like all my rap opinions are bad in every way. And I'm not saying I hate rap. I just think I accidentally like bad
the
rap.
Word stuff. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. What do you guys? What do you guys think?
I mean, I probably like it's not. I think Bella mentioned that it sort of maybe reignited a. Like a desire to go back and listen to some of this stuff or maybe explore some of Skrillex's new stuff. I don't think I'm there, but if I was out and I heard something like this, like I'm much more open to EDM, but I don't think it's a genre that I seek out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like if it's on and it's around, I'll give it a shot, but I don't know. At the end of the day, when I sit down, like I kind of know what I want to listen to.
Yeah.
Or at least by proxy, I know what I'm going to listen to.
It's definitely, for me, it's one of those things like, once in a while, I'll get back into it, but mostly just like listening to this song. It didn't make me listen to the album, but it made me go back and listen to like Bangarang. And
sure.
Bangarang was so good.
Bangarang
was so good.
The music video?
I was also, he did for Suicide Squad, he did Purple Lamborghini.
Wait,
with Rick
yeah.
Ross. That is such a good song.
Wait, I forgot that was Skrillex. That album, that sound, one, y'all want to talk about soundtrack.
That, okay. That I was telling Gavin, this is embarrassing.
I was just about to say 21 Pilots. We got to do a top episode.
Still one of their most popular
songs. We have to
songs.
Do a 21 Pilots episode. I legally have to because my little sisters, who might even be listening now, they love 21 Pilots. And they're like, you have to.
I could go bar for bar on Vessel right now. Like, any song.
Oh.
Stop.
Wait, we might have to do
I didn't
live
know that. I didn't
episode.
Know it was like this.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, should we do a special?
21 Pilot special, we all bring our favorite.
I
it's embarrassing
so
at this
say.
Point.
Same. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I was telling Gavin I got chills when I listened for the first time. Which is so embarrassing. I was like 12, I went to see Suicide Squad, and then I was looking at the soundtrack afterwards. I was like, oh,
I'm
my,
so cool.
What is this?
Purple Lamborghini. That's another thing about like listening to like house music and getting kind of indie into EDM music is I create this persona of what I wish I was like. I wish I, for sometimes I listen to this music and I like, I wish I was at a club in England and just like dancing to this music.
Yeah.
Even though I will never probably get that chance.
You just chain smoke
and like, that's
for
not,
an hour.
That's not me. And I don't actually want to do that. I just
I know
like
what
want
you
to
mean.
Experience
Old
it.
Skrillex is like, should I like kill someone? Like, not really. But like, you know, it makes you like Purple
violence.
Lamborghini assaults you. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But there's something that's like, I probably shouldn't say that.
Yeah. No,
you
but
know what I mean?
Like, I get it.
It's like when
it's
a good
violent on you
yeah.
almost
it's like
in like
good,
the best way.
Like a good breakup song like makes you want to have a breakout. So I could like feel that, you know, feel that pain.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's so funny to me. I'm like, oh, if I could
you
just
should
be
try
like,
to go to a club. There's great clubs in Detroit.
Yeah.
You don't have to be drunk to go to a club.
But it's like the idea of like British. You know, it's like British
girl,
people.
And in Britain, they go crazy with clubs too. Yeah. Like you're gonna be, you're in tunnels
yeah.
trying to get to clubs.
What I would recommend Clurbs. Is that really made me love Fred again as well. Is his boiler room set?
Oh, don't! Can we do a boiler room episode?
We should. Yeah.
So he has a set. When did his set?
Probably right after, right before Coachella.
Okay, like, so it was like around the same time.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, like, and that's the thing too. He like blew up because of this. Because
okay.
him and Skrillex and Fortet were just kind of the reason they were like offered their position is because they were just like popping up random places huh. and playing sets. Like because they would just like be together and they're like, you know, we have our turntables and our USBs. You know, let's play a set. And they were like going viral for it. And then they got a chance. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I like that you know all of that lore.
I don't know. I think it's
this
in.
Is like a chapter of Gavin Lee Shrew
it's
lore.
So interesting. Like I don't even know why I like it because it doesn't make sense.
It's funny how you get so into it though. The
yeah.
same thing
yeah.
happened with 21 Pilots.
That is very true.
I had an intense 21 Pilots phase with my whole family. And then I met Gavin and he wasn't really into
like 2 years
it. But like
delayed.
Yeah, but then like last year he like knew all the lore. I don't even know that.
And when their new song came out over Compensate. I was.
He was like, and then oh, and then this, and then Dima, and I was like, I never got into that, but I mean, something.
Yeah, girl.
Yes. Oh man, it was good. Yeah, should we listen to some early Skrillex, Bella? What was
Bang
what
Rang?
Was, like, Bangarang.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the classic.
Bang
or first of the year.
Bangarang. Oh. Feet Sierra.
Bangarang.
Yeah.
Talk
so
about
this
screaming.
This
yeah,
is early.
I know.
Early Skrillex.
It's actually shocking. Like. That people liked this in some ways.
No, this goes I used to listen to this on the drive to school, middle school.
It's so like stimulating. Like it's so extreme.
Just wait for the bass drop.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there's that yell. It's bang-a-rang.
Ah! Yeah. No, it goes crazy. And if you think otherwise, I just don't. You're wrong.
You're a liar.
Yeah.
That was a cultural moment.
Yeah.
I'm
know,
happy
real.
I was alive for.
When did this come out?
Like 2014.
Yeah,
so that's interesting, too. Is like I wasn't on the internet until like 2018. And
this
even
explains
at 2018,
a lot.
Because I didn't have a phone. I wasn't allowed to like use the computer unless
you
I was like
weren't
emailing,
traumatized.
Emailing my grandparents or whatever.
You weren't on Omegle? Okay.
No. And I was on Tumblr on Sims
yeah.
Tumblr.
Yeah.
So like
Sims Tumblr.
Bella will talk about this and be like, you know, I was, you know, doing Musical.ly or like watching YouTube playing Minecraft. I'm like, I was still playing PlayStation 2 offline.
Which,
like,
good
I don't...
for you, honestly.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching Jenna Marbles in the third grade.
Yeah.
So.
So
Shane
it's so
Dawson.
Interesting.
I don't even.
Stop. Wait, Shane Dawson episode.
Oh, man. But yeah, I just missed out on this. So this is me you know, going back just, to my
yeah,
roots.
Exactly.
You're, Gavin is discovering his inner child.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. This is what
and
healing
it's Skrillex.
Is.
Baby
it's just
Skrillex.
A little Skrillex with a turntable.
I've been suppressed. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, we're out of time, guys. But thank you for humoring me and listening to this.
Anytime.
And yeah, if you love Skrillex, send Scott Bertram an email and tell him. S. Bertram at
Hillsdale.edu.
.edu. Yeah.
And we say this as a joke, but please, someone
please
email Scott.
It. Email him. Make our dreams come true. All right. Well, this has been I've Got Oxen Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.